this weekend, the readings, first of all, I love that second reading. It said, behold, first of all, I ask that, this is St. Paul, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. Wow, this sounds so awesome, right? That we may live a quiet and tranquil life. To have that peace come upon us. Yet I think some of us feel like, you know, it's so much chaos and so much busyness and so much, it's so hectic in life. You know, so what's the prescription for that? Remember he said, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone. You know, in the second, that was the second reading. In the first reading, it actually talks about what can be the source of that chaos, that hectic life that's without that peace. Here, quoting from the first reading, when will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? You know, what is he pointing to there? How people want to get their religious obligations out of the way. You know, hurry up with this. Hope is a short mass, right? Quickly throw a prayer up. And then get on with what? With our earthly dealings, okay? That leads us into the gospel. Here's the great quote. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. Think about it. You know, you put a plan into action. Maybe it's a family business or whatever your endeavor is. And all of a sudden you get excited. And then we'll do this, you know, and we'll do that. And this will be, and what you want to do is what's called best practices, right? That's what they call it in the business world. Best practices. You want to do your best. You want to give it your all. You want to invest yourself completely into this endeavor, whatever it is. See, that's what Jesus was pointing to. And actually, he used this parable to say, that's pretty awesome. You know, look what he did. You know, he was about to lose his stewardship, and he got clever. And Jesus handed it to him. He says, hey, that's pretty cool. But look how clever we get when it comes to our stuff, when our worldly endeavors, right? How much we invest ourselves into them. See, this is the point that Jesus was making. What if we all collectively around this great planet of ours put that kind of energy, that kind of investment into the salvation of souls, into transforming this planet into a beautiful, what? Quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. I love that word, dignity. Dignity. How undignified the world is all around us. I've been saying lately that this whole progressive ideology is a regression into a base and bestial life, into the lowest form of who we are. I called for a nobility revolution, to live the noble life in all dignity, to live the high life, right? That's what we're called to do, and that's what we're called to inspire others to do, all right? But you can't give away what you don't have. We can't give away what we don't have. So if we're going to change the world, and we're called to do that, if we're going to change the world, we have to change ourselves. We have to be in that place, in the abode of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We have to be home with them, cradled in their arms, in all quiet and tranquil life and devotion and dignity. And so I want to just spend this last half of my homily today. Let's look at what that looks like. What are the best practices, okay? So, it begins with this. We got to be humble. We got to wake up every morning self-forgetting. Wake up every morning going, okay, who are you going to send in my path, Lord? Who am I going to lift up today by my life, by my gestures, by my kindnesses, by my generosity? Who are you going to send in my path today? This great day, Lord, as you open your eyes from a restful night, it's going to be awesome. Who are you going to send in my path? Who do I need to pray for? See, that's what humility is. It's self-forgetting. Remember? Take the last seat. Last shall be first. That's the life we're called to. And what does it do? It takes so much focus off of ourselves. Or what? So much tension and anxiety off of ourselves. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. What do you need? That's where peace and tranquility comes. I'm not so anxious all the time. And then we need to be loyal to our Lord. We need to obey. We need to live our lives. Hey, it's what the church teaches. No problem. You see, we can't make up our own religion, and call it Catholicism. Well, I believe, this, that, and the other thing the church teaches, but not so much this, this, and this. Once I do that, I've developed a whole new religion. I tack myself onto the 40,000 different denominations there are in the world, started by people who did that very thing. I believe this and this, but I don't believe in this. So come follow me, 40,001, to Heilmanism. It's going to be awesome. Right? No, we're Catholics. You got to be loyal. You got to be a team member. You got to follow the plays. And then we need to believe. We need to trust in God. Do you believe? Do you truly believe in the supernatural power of God? Do you truly believe that He is the God of miracles? Do you truly believe that we can't do anything be about changing the world unless we're in a state of grace? A way to remember this, you'll remember I told you this before, but I gave it an acronym. In the military, there's a command that means that to make whatever preparations are necessary so that when you pull the trigger, something happens. The name of it is Go Weapons Hot. Humility, obedience, trust. So that when you pull the trigger of whatever God is calling to you, it is ignited by a real supernatural power. You're hot on the Lord. You're fired up. Oh, how I wish the world was ablaze, Jesus said. And so when you wake up in the morning, there's a beautiful little prayer that you can pray. It's called the morning offering. I actually made a little prayer book in case you're not aware. There it is. The smaller one is called the combat prayer book, but I made a bigger one for us who need bigger print. But everything I'm going to talk about is in there, okay? We set it up for you. Here's the morning offering. Tell me this isn't beautiful. Oh my God, in union with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and there you kiss your scapular or scapular medal, I offer thee the precious blood of Jesus from all the altars throughout the world, joining it with the offering of my every thought, word, and action of this day. Oh my Jesus, I desire today to gain every indulgence and merit I can, and I offer them together with myself to Mary Immaculate, that she may best apply them in the interests of thy most sacred heart. Precious blood of Jesus, save us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. What a way to start the day, right? And then you'll add, and who am I going to light up today, right? If you can't go to Mass every day, do we believe this is God? We should hunger to want to go and receive Him as often as we can. Of course we go when we're obligated to, but what a beautiful offering and what a beautiful act of belief. Faith, an act of faith, that we hunger for Him beyond the days that we're obliged to do that. These bells go off at 6:12 and 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 12, and 6 p.m. I'm like a robot now. They're right next to my, they shake my office windows. They're so loud. And all of a sudden, I'm praying the Angelus, like a robot. But maybe, if you don't have the bells within distance of you, maybe set an alarm and pray the Angelus every day. 6 if you're up, 12 noon, and 6 p.m. Do a daily rosary, okay? Do the prayers. Bless us, O Lord, every meal. Do a little evening reflection. We're always told, too, that it doesn't have to be long. Just a few minutes. Review your day. How did I do? Examination conscience. Don't have to go through a big, long one. Just a few questions you might ask yourself. Maybe pray 3 Hail Marys and ask for the gift of purity before you go to bed. Also, too, take some time with Jesus alone. Last week, remember, we talked about how the prodigal son came home, and he just loved being in his dad's arms. Have that time. Remember, I said you can tell your spouse, "Honey, you got the kids," like you would if you're going to a Quick Trip or something. "I got to go to Quick Trip real quick." Okay, same. "I got to go to Dad real quick. Just take care of the kids. I'll be over in this part of the house or wherever you got set up." Have some alone time with the Father. There's what's called mental prayer. I don't want to make a big, how hard it is, what's all the rules and everything about mental prayer. It's simply this. Just talk. Just in silence, say what you want to say. Listen as best you can to God. Take a few minutes. If you become a spiritual master, it might take hours. You don't have to do that. Take a few minutes. And then the other way to be with God is Lectio Divina, reading His Word. Reading profound writings by saints, even current writers. Let it sink in. Let God speak to you about what that's saying. Again, all this is laid out in this book that I showed you here, and it's not real intricate either on how to do that. It shouldn't be. Go to confession frequently. I keep telling people, maybe you didn't have these huge mortal sins, but the world is wearing us down. We got lots of little things, okay? And what can happen is we get weakened then. And then now we're susceptible to the bigger sins. Okay, so you want to remain strong in that grace. Do we believe in the power of grace? We want to keep that strong within us, that fire, or even that shield that keeps the devil and his minions at bay. Eucharistic adoration. If you can't schedule a time when the Eucharist is exposed, and we offered it lots of different times for Saturday, Knights of Divine Mercy, Ladies of Divine Mercy, Squires of Divine Mercy on Wednesday nights. First, I think it's the first Saturday. But we offered a lot of times here. But here, listen. Come early for Mass. You're adoring without the Eucharist exposed. That's our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Just come here a little earlier, stay a little later. Spend a few minutes. Again, nobody's asking to spend huge, long days with all this stuff. Rely on fasting, okay? Especially if you got a prayer that you're really calling out to God with. Somebody once said that fasting is a way in which the Lord gives the underdog victory. Okay, fasting intensifies our prayer. It makes us shout all the louder as we're calling out to God in prayer. It demonstrates to God they're quite serious about this. Marian consecration. If you haven't done that, please do that. Listen, again, that's in here. Also, if you're joining along with our 54-day Rosary Novena, we have now for the last 3 years, and we will again this year. At the end of that time, we're doing the Maximian Kolbe, the Militia Immaculata consecration. There's lots of beautiful ones. A classic one is the St. Louis de Montfort one. We're choosing to be in line with the Militia Immaculata. And Maximian Kolbe, he's a prominent saint for our times. And so we'll be doing that. Wear the brown scapular. Okay, if you don't like the cloth or whatever, Remember, we've taught that there's lots of different kinds of metals that qualify. All it needs to have is the Sacred Heart on one side and the image of the Blessed Mother on the other, okay? Boom, you've got yourself a scapular medal that once you're enrolled in the cloth, okay, now you can wear that kind of medal. I, you know, thought of some cool ideas with offering medals for that as well. Believe in and extravagantly use sacramentals, holy water, blessed salt, our green scapular, right? All these and these different devotions. Right now we're doing the very miraculous and powerful 54-day rosary novena. There's all kinds of beautiful novenas that you can be a part of. First Saturday of devotion, right? All these beautiful sacramentals and devotions are our way of saying that not only am I enlisted, right, Lord, but I want to be your Navy SEAL, okay? I want to be among the special forces, you know, that take this quite seriously. There you have it, okay? And again, it's all in here, or you can, I'll actually type this out and put it in an article. I might even put this in a bulletin stuff for next week. It'll be on my website. I'll put it on our Facebook pages, St. Mary's Facebook pages. And then if all that fails, call me up and or email me and I'll send you a copy of this. This is the best practices. This will give us that spiritual energy to offer God our best practices in growing in holiness first, so that we can be strong and energetic in wanting to bring the best practices in changing the world for the salvation of souls, to make America holy again. We want to be on the front lines with that. We can't give away what we don't have. Let's give the Lord our best. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.